Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Just for context, this is the same guy who's providing electricity for millions of people in Africa, but now asking for love right now, now, now. So he has a thing with power and control, I can see.
Also, wait, what was his debut single? Lonely.
Yes.
I'm so lonely.
That's a classic song.
Did Akon ever find love? Can someone do a quick Google and let me know?
I'm sure he's in a relationship.
I'd hope so.
It was like one of my favorite tunes right there. We all have been there.
I've told you.
Yeah.
So the first time I saw Akon live, I saw more of him than I planned on.
Yeah.
So David Guetta came to, say, to Africa.
Yeah.
And did a show.
Yes.
And I was like the bully at the back, you know, while my sister, who's younger than me, was in the front on some random person's shoulders, living.
Uh-huh.
And he brought Akon out to do Sexy Chick.
And that was a banger. That was a banger.
Yes.
That was a banger.
And as the song went on, because obviously no one knew he was going to be there,
so we were
like, yes,
surprise,
we finally get something cute. And but as the song went on, Akon, I'm assuming the lights were very warm, and he proceeded to take off his clothes, but it was giving strip poker. So like first it was just the jacket, and then it was the shirt.
Then it got awkward.
Then it was a shoe at some point, and he kept throwing these items of clothing into the crowd. I had to turn away.
Right now, now.
I'm just a little innocent sausage.
Yeah, that's quite hectic.
It was. I was like, and he was like, "That girl." I was like, "Yo, damn you!" Like,
whoa, I apologize on behalf of Akon.
He was doing too much. You had to experience that. But
Stacey, from that, shall we move on to something a little bit more inspirational? Because
that was not inspirational. It was scary.
We need to embrace. This person is about to join us in about 10 minutes' time. Local artist doing some amazing things, painting using lipstick. Imagine.
So we appreciate that because you're super busy avoiding Akon disrobing at a moment's notice and raising your families and so on and so forth. But there is a gentleman by the name of Ricola Moodley, and you might be like, did I maybe go to school with him? Like, is my cousin friends with him? How do I know this brother man? You know him because he is an artist. He is from Porchets, Shepston, and he has recently been named a Supersport Real World Champion.
Oh, man.
Okay. And he is doing things that are so good. Like, you know, like when you feel like you are a talented person and you see what other people can do, and you're like, maybe
I don't match this.
Maybe I gotta go back to the drawing board in this case. Literally, he is exceptional, and he's live in studio with us today.
So very excited to be hanging out with this Oak. He has a massive love for art and sport, particularly viral on social media. People are like, damn, lipsticks? Painting? How do those two things come together?
Yeah.
So we're going to sit down and have a chat with him at exactly 4:25. So stick around.
Ladies, we don't want to hear about those lipsticks that have now passed their sell-by date. You were never going to create that YouTube tutorial. I don't know what you were thinking. We now know where you can drop them.
Yes.
And have them turned into something magical. So we told you about this young man, Ricola Moodley. He is
Shout
a local
out.
Artist from Port Shepston. And he has officially now been recognized as he should be as a Supersport Real World Champion for using lipstick.
Imagine.
To create powerful paintings that tell stories and at the root of it really uplift communities.
So inspiring.
He is an artist, he is a scientist, he is young, he is gifted, he is local, and he is here. Welcome, Ricola!
Shout out, man. And it's no wonder he's hanging out with Stacey and Jace because we too are artists and we understand that being an artist takes a lot of effort and dedication. From humble beginnings to having a Springbok portrait go viral, this guy's using art to truly change lives, and we are here for it. Baba.
So good. Welcome to the show. How are you, my darling?
Welcome, man.
I'm very good, thanks, and you.
It's just
so polite.
Like,
as well,
so happy
man.
To have you here. So just background, and you'll get to see this at some point on our socials. But Ricola's actually brought in two of his pieces.
Look at that.
I mean, just magnificent. Behind him, a self portrait. It's a Bethy is behind me here.
What could have been?
Like how? Oh no, don't even. How did you decide that like art is your steez? This is something that you want to do, and more importantly, how did you develop a skill over time? Because you don't just pick up a lipstick one day and that comes out.
Exactly. It actually started in 2017 when we had no food, and I was thinking of a way how I could help my parents. And all I could think about is using my hands to do something. And that's when I took a pencil. I went to the local beach. I didn't even have drawing pages. I went to the local library, got some pages. I went and sat at the beach and I started sketching. You know, maybe it will attract, you know, tourists and stuff. I didn't think, you know, what would come from it.
Yeah.
And I sat at the beach, I started sketching, and I ended up meeting my first customer that saw. And that was the first time I found inspiration, because that guy literally commissioned a piece for me, and I knew nothing about art. I did not do art as a subject in school or anything.
So at this point, mom and dad are struggling.
Yes.
You're like, I need to be doing something. You take yourself out of the house. You try something for the first time. And as luck would have it, you get your first commission piece.
That's inspirational, man.
And you're able to do... Because also, again, like, this is not like some random abstract, like, colors on it. Nothing wrong with
it's
that.
It's not
but
like
I'm
your child's painting.
This is... Yeah, it's like macaroni art. This is, like, talent. That's exceptional. Were you surprised when you started sketching and that came out?
I think I was surprised, but I was so... I had so... It was out of complete desperation to do something. And I think that passion, that rush of passion came towards me. And since then, I haven't stopped.
Yeah, shut up, man.
Wow. Listen, this guy.
I always say there's always an amazing story to tell from a struggle, and you are testimony of that, and we really respect what you've been able to do. Now, let's delve in, right? Because these portraits are painted or drawn using lipstick. How did you draw the connection between the two? And in terms of the materials being used, like, lipstick is not a thing that people just think you can paint with.
You don't just sponsor lipstick at an art shop,
How did you connect the two?
So I actually started painting with lipsticks when I was digging in the bin and I found discarded lipsticks and I couldn't afford no art supplies. And I just wanted to create, and I found those lipsticks and makeup and stuff. And because of my background and whatever people donated to me, I paint with anything.
I
paint with coffee, I paint with food coloring.
Damn.
I use paint, charcoal. So that experience allowed me to, you know, be comfortable with taking a risk and trying it, because it's colors. So I said, maybe there's something I can do with these lipsticks. And little did I know that, you know, I could actually create pieces of work with them.
Oh, man, that's impressive. That's impressive.
Ladies, you know, you live in this province. You understand that when the humidity gets at your lipstick, you're going to have a bit of a bleed situation.
Yes.
So we're gonna go to Newswatch and sports and traffic, but we're going to keep you because we have many, many questions. Like, for example, how does he get the lipstick to stay on these canvases?
Also, because, what kind of lipstick?
Yeah, and more specifically, where can I buy them? Because that is a color stay if there ever was one. And then more importantly, how your life has completely changed because you deigned to do something. You deigned to be brave in a creative space. I love this.
Yeah, man.
This one's for the artists.
Story.
I love this.
Shout out, man. In the meantime, before we get into your bottom of our Newswatch, let's play a jam, right? Because we're chilling with legends. We're chilling with artists.
And we need to take a break so we can be artistic together.
Some groove theory,
hey,
tell me.
We've now had a bit of a chat about how you got into this. Mom and dad needed help on a whim. You were like, I'm just going to head down to the beach. I'm going to start some sketching. Turns out, so talented. Had no idea. Some random dude wanders past and goes, oh, you're exceptional. I'd like to commission something. And you've been at this since, you said, 2017, right?
Yeah, I started drawing in 2017. But I only started using lipsticks about two years ago.
And this is after you found some discarded lipstick and makeup in a bin.
Exactly.
So let's talk quickly about the science behind a lipstick. Ladies, am I right? It's hot here. And the humidity doesn't favor makeup. So how are you, when you are transferring lipstick or any kind of like oil-based makeup onto a canvas, how are you setting it?
So initially, when I started creating this lipstick paintings, there was no way for me to seal it because it was melting, it was fading. So I had to create a way to seal it, and I spent a lot of time trying to find a way to seal it. Eventually I found a way that seals it completely.
Nice.
And it's kind of like my secret.
I was gonna say, don't tell us.
Exactly.
Please trademark that. Like, don't tell people. That's
so it's
great.
Kind of like my secret formula that I use to seal the painting afterwards. So it can be, it's like a normal painting now.
Shout out, man.
Incredible.
Now, as someone who's very well versed when it comes to lipstick, do you prefer using? Is it the cream lipstick? Is it the liquid lipstick? Is it the glossy lipstick? Is it the lip stain, the tint? Which one is your favorite?
Actually, I like experimenting with all of them. Any brand.
No, but I'm messing with you. You don't have to answer that. But on the real, like, where to from here?
Yeah.
Like, where do you see yourself going? And what do you want to be remembered for?
I just want to be, you know, I want everyone to know my work. And I want to be remembered for the story behind why I started, and that will create the inspiration for a lot of people that want to do something but doesn't have the supplies, doesn't have the equipment. And that's basically the story behind what I do, and that's what I want to, you know, put out to everyone.
Shout out.
You know what I'm hearing from you, and now I'm going to get in my auntie bag.
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing from you, and I think it's something that a lot of young people across the road that they're facing at the moment, right? We have passions and we have dreams and we have ideals, and only when you get to that crossroad do you realize, okay, maybe I don't have, in your case, the supplies.
Yes.
There is a need that needs to be met. My mom and my dad need my help. What can I do?
Exactly.
And to really think out of the box, to put yourself out there, to be vulnerable like that, and to expose yourself to maybe people saying, this is rubbish, or I don't like it, it's not for me. And the fact that you have received an amazing reception because you are so talented, because you were so brave, is what makes you so inspirational. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your talent with us, with the world, with the internet. More importantly, if we want to buy things, because mom and dad must be so proud, right?
Yes.
If we want to buy things, where do we go? Like, how do we contact you? Where do we go?
Usually it's via my social media. And then people, because I do commissions as well. So if people want custom orders, they contacted me by my social media. I don't currently have a website.
Yeah.
But I do want to eventually...
You're working on it.
Yeah, I do want to open up a website.
But you're on the DMs.
Yeah, on DMs you can get me anywhere.
Shout out, man. Listen, Rick Holland Mundley, from our lips, we certify that your story and narrative certainly sticks.
Incredible.
Beautiful.
So proud of you, baby.
See what I did there.
And shout out to mom and dad. Shout out to your sister. And shout out to the whole community who support you and rally behind you. Nothing
amazing
but great
stuff,
success
man.
For you. Yes.
There you go. Well done. Yes to local.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.